Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Sacramento Kings and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Sacramento comes in with a record of 27-21 on the year. Minnesota is 27-25. Over their last 10, Sacramento 7-3, but have lost two in a row. Minnesota over that span, same thing, 7-3, but they've won three straight. Here are the numbers. Sacramento averages 119.5 points per game, which is best in the NBA. Minnesota averages 115.2. Minnesota gives up 115, so they have a sliver of a positive differential at 0.2. Meanwhile, the Kings give up 116.6, but because of that great offense, they're nearly 3 in the positive, 2.9 positive differential. Looking at the turnovers, 14 a game by the Kings, so pretty good number for a team that plays so fast and takes so many shots. Minnesota, not a great team taking care of the ball, not the worst, but not good either at 15.2 turnovers per game. They do shoot a very healthy percentage, 49.2% from the field are the Timberwolves. Unfortunately, the Kings shoot slightly better at 49.5. Kings are also 37.2% from long range. Minnesota can't match that. They're just 35.5%. Timberwolves are 77.7% from the free throw line. Kings, again, superior there at 79.5%. Bench scoring, 36.2 points per game from the Kings bench is 2 points greater than the 34.2 scored by Minnesota's second squad. The Timberwolves did win the first meeting of these two clubs, 117-110. This is a home game for them as well. Of course, Towns is still out. Taurean Prince is doubtful. Sacramento is healthy. And the question is, can the Minnesota team be potent enough offensively to stick with the Kings, or can their defense do enough to allow them to stick with them? That is the question. And I think the answer is yes. I think this Minnesota team is playing its best ball of the year right now. And I think they will continue this winning streak at home. I actually have them to win against the Kings today. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Kings and Timberwolves. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer, and we're stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Sacramento Kings and the Minnesota Timberwolves. The lines are currently open, and it favors the Sacramento Kings, sitting at 1 in the spread with the over-under of 236. Now, that over-under looks very high, but that's because the Kings are one of the best scoring teams in the NBA. They've been averaging close to almost 120 points per game. Currently, right now, it sits at 119.5, but if you round up, that's why I said 120. Now, on Minnesota's side, they're not that bad themselves either. They've been averaging 115.2 points per game. So, I mean, if you add these two up, you're still looking at the under in this one. So that's why we'll probably lean towards the under. And you know why? Still, Minnesota, even though they've been scoring pretty well with D'Angelo Russell and Anthony Edwards, Rudy Gobert slowly getting himself back, they're still missing one of their better players in Karl Anthony Towns. But with that being said, I would still take the over on the point side for Anthony Edwards. Right now, it currently sits at 27.5. Now, if you look at his last 10 games, he's been averaging 29.6 points per game. I would definitely lean and take the over in that one. And the last time he played the Sacramento Kings, he had 34 points. Now, the Kings are not that good defensively. I have to say that. That's the reason why they're so kind of up and down a little bit. They average and give up 116.5 points per game. So I would definitely lean and take the over in that one for Anthony Edwards. Now, on the Kings side, one player I definitely like is Sabonis. Right now, his last 9 games, he's been averaging 17.1 points and 9.4 assists. Now, right now, on the player prop side, it looks on the points, 19.5. I would lean and take the under in that one. But on the rebounding side, it shows 12.5. I would lean and take the over in that one. Right now, he's been averaging about 12 rebounds in the last 9, but I would lean and take the over in this one. Minnesota, I expect a little more misses from them on their side. And the assist currently shows 8.5. Now, I would probably lean and take the over in that one too. I think around 9 assists. I think he's going to flirt with a triple-double here on this one. Now, when it comes to taking the over overall, the Sacramento Kings have been 7-1 against winning teams. Now, I don't like this one. I think this is a little too high for them, and there's no Karl Anthony Towns here. I don't know if I would take the over in that one. If you look at their records when it comes to the over under, the Sacramento Kings right now are 22-25-1, while Minnesota is 24-22. I like the under in this one, so I would lean and take the under in this one. But one thing I do like is the spread on the Kings side. Their overall has been 26-21-1. Now, Minnesota has been 25-27. I would lean towards the Kings side. They're one of the better scoring teams. They don't have Karl Anthony Towns. I like the spread in this one, and I would lean and take the under in this game as well. That's our look at the Sacramento Kings and the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.